It's just fucking...
Hey, have you seen Kyuubi around, Seiku? I gotta become a magical girl. Oh, hey, Madoka.
Madoka, Madoka. God.
Madoka has a dub, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it does.
But I'm pretty sure they say Madoka in it.
Madoka!
Not
Madoka!
Madoka.
Madoka.
Madokas. Madoka. Every time Kyuubi replies Madoka. With something to discourage Homura, she just replies, Madoka.
Clan Ad English dub. I think I've heard parts of that. I think I watched the daddy's arm scene in English. I didn't think that was too bad. I mean, like, yeah, probably watch it in Japanese if you could, but I don't think that scene was handled bad.
I don't know. Just
Volatile Evergreens. I think that show had a fucking English dub too.
By ones that had good English dubs. Not just good. Oh, yeah, Black Lagoon.
Black Lagoon is a fucking excellent English dub. There's a lot of purists who will say, like, dude, watch that one in Japanese no matter what. I think Black Lagoon is, like, one of the major exceptions to that rule. Which
there's
is just
a bit of nuance.
It's so fucking funny, man. It just feels like a Quentin Tarantino anime. Like, that's really what Black Lagoon is. It is very enjoyable, and it's fucking ridiculous.
Like, but, Redline, things that have a Western focus can have the potential to...
Yeah, they can be passive.
It depends on the VAs, like Helsing, the guy who voices Alucard.
Yeah, or like Baccano with the fucking, with all the accents and shit, like the East Coast accents that they used, and mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. And then you got the kind of ironic dubs that are great nonetheless. Like Mad Bull 30, is it 32? You got Ghost Stories, which is like the first Abridged series, really.
Ghost Stories was fucking hilarious, man.
Absolutely.
I can't believe they just handed it off and they were like, hey, this show did awful, do whatever you want with it, but keep all the character names the same. Like, that's fucking crazy to me that they just did that and they were like, alright guys, we don't give a shit about this, but we might as well have fun with it.
There's also, there's a BBC dub of, like, the first two episodes of Urusei Yatsura, and it's hilarious. Ghostlight. Because it's like these pure, like, chavvy bongs, and it's fucking hilarious. Because there was, like, no recording studio. You can tell, like, the mic quality shit.
Just absolute so fucking trash, yeah. I really like the Golden Boy.
I'm listening to BR Madoka. Great.
Golden Boy was something that was very simple and very,
Madoka, mi amor!
Very, very stupid, but it fit.
Yeah.
Whoever voiced the protagonist was having, fuck, a lot of fun. The whole swimming scene and the just fucking drowning.
Yes, that was actually, I watched Golden Boy last week, I'm such a tart. Oh my god, yes. He is having so much fun doing that, and he over-exaggerates to such a degree, it's hilarious.
It's like a real goofy fucking voice, yeah, too. Just like, yeah. Oh, please, you gotta hire me! Like, he's just like a blubbering fucking idiot, yeah. And it was like, this is very fitting for, like, what his role is. I was like,
Zoink, Scoob! Like, traps like are gay!
It is so hilarious. And then, like, is it the motorbike episode? You got this shrine maiden, this Miko. She goes out and she rides a bike, but she rides the bike to get off on it. And so you have him watching her and she's pure grinding on this bike, but the VA is just, she's just going all ham and it's hilarious. Like, it's so bad, but so good at the same time.
Should I upload the Kimono Friends dub bloopers?
Oh no, that sounds very cursed.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you know about that, right? Come on, a friend's had a dub.
No, I did not know about that at all.
You just said no, like, the most nervous fucking way possible. Like, alright, incoming. Fucking, there we go. As soon as my upload speed decides to fucking allow it to go through. There it is. It's 12 minutes. Of just
like, hey, did you know where your 85-year-old, like, old lady mother is?